We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, I do. I do expect them to be back. I mean, I think that, you know, we'll talk to all, we'll meet with all the staff members, you know, one by one and see where we're at. But, yeah, I do anticipate him being back.
How quickly things change, my man. I'm Clint Sterner. I'm joined by Wade Smith, 12-year NFL vet. That was Bill O'Brien, head coach of your Houston Texans, talking directly after the season about Romeo Crennel and his job status with the Houston Texans as the defensive coordinator. A lot of shaking going on over off Kirby at this point in time, which I think we'd be I think we'd be fools to think that wasn't going to be coming down the pipe at some point in time. Outside linebacker coach John Pagano relieved of duties, I guess, late last week, maybe earlier in the weekend.
I believe the same day as the other move that was made that I'm sure you're going to get to in a minute.
Yeah, we'll get to several of them. But, yeah, he's gone. You know, obviously, Chris Olsen, front office, head negotiator, VP of football operations, if you need something a little bit more official. He's out as well, and we'll get to that, Wade. But you and I, man, as former players, when a coach as well-respected, as long in the tooth as Romeo Crennel has been in this league and with the Texans, for that matter, when he is relieved of his duties, man, that's where we got to jump this thing off. I mean, obviously, I believe that change was needed. I think change is needed at both offensive and defensive coordinator position. I think the obvious one was the defensive coordinator position. I mean, because Romeo Crennel's 73 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. This isn't one of those deals where it's like, hey, you got to go because you didn't perform up to our expectations. I mean, you're talking about a guy here, Wade. He's been with the team since 2014. I'm talking about Romeo Crennel. He's been with the team since 2014. He has had coordinated 5 years, because remember, Vrabel was there for 1 year. Coordinated for 5 years, for all intents and purposes, had a top 10 defense, over those 5 years. Slipped this year a little bit because of some adversity, some injuries, some things that I believe if you're evaluating the defensive coordinator, you go, understand the fact that there were some struggles on the defensive side of the football. You and I have outlined multiple times about there's no excuse for the Baltimore collapse on the defensive side of the football. There's no excuse for the Kansas City collapse on the defensive side of the football. So there's a reason for concern. But I think before we go any further, Wade, we got to spend a minute at least saluting the job that Romeo Crennel has done as a Texans defensive coordinator. And overall, the body of work that he's done in this league has been awfully impressive.
Yeah, I'll initially just talk about what he did this season. This season, just like you mentioned just now, that hey, there were times that he was fighting with one hand tied behind his back.
Because more than one time.
Yeah, right? more than multiple times this year where he had to go into ball games with multiple DBs down, or he had to go into ball games with this starting middle linebacker down. He had to go into half of the season without J.J. Watt on the roster. And so, and there were games that we would discuss going into the ball games and we'd say, you know what, the offense is going to have to carry the team, because right now the defense, you know, they don't have the horses like they normally do. They lost Jadeveon Clowney in the offseason. You know, J.J. Watt is not out here right now. Bernardrick McKinney is hurt, or Bradley Roby is out. You just take your turn, pick your game, and he would go out there and put together a game plan, and the defense would play very, very well. So from that perspective, for sure, you got to salute Romeo Crennel for what he did this season and what he's done over his lifespan as a Houston Texans defensive coordinator. But at the same time, he's 73 years old. There needs to be some new blood in the building.
Yeah. Change isn't always bad. Change is good.
It's not always bad, and it's not like Romeo for sure is going to be out, because from what I'm hearing is he if he wants it, he can stay on as like a senior defensive assistant. But that's if he wants it. If he doesn't want it, then he can go chill. But if from a player's perspective, when you're looking at it, you say, well, hell, I mean, Romeo, that's my guy, but shoot, he probably want to go chill in here. Right. It's not like you're going to look at him and be like, I can't believe they got rid of Romeo. So it's not one of those situations.
Wade, 73 years old. There was times this year, and we jokingly, I mean, probably wasn't the right thing to do, but we talked. I mean, there was times when he would take at a press conference and be out of breath. I mean, my man is tired. My man, he's 73. He's been at this thing for a long, long time, and it's a tough schedule. It's a tough routine for a coach, a coordinator, to keep doing it. And 73 years old at this point in time, he's done a big time job. You touched on something there, Wade, that I think to me it would help Bill O'Brien tremendously if Romeo Crennel were to decide to move into more of a consultant role, because you've got a former head coach, you've got a long time coordinator in this league to help you make some of the decisions that you've struggled with. And so Romeo Crennel as a consultant, to me, it'd be more about helping the organization than it would be just the defense and the new defensive coordinator moving forward.
Well, you know, I could agree with that, helping the organization, but I would say not the organization. It would help the football side of things, overall decision-making. I think everybody knows, if you're paying attention, that Bill O'Brien isn't going anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So he is the ultimate decision maker. So in order to help that person is making all the decisions, you need to have people in the building that are around him that he respects their opinion so that they can help him make better decisions. And so if you can have Romeo Crennel in a role that's similar to that, that's going to help the organization.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't think it's going to be something where Romeo is going to be helping making decisions on, you know, what marketing materials we're going to use or anything like that. But when it comes to helping Bill O'Brien be a better overall coach, decision-making, clock management, and I'm sure he's been doing that all along, but if you lose that person out the building, that's one less voice that Bill O'Brien can listen to.
Yeah, it's a guy that's available, that's long in the tooth, that can help you from a consultant standpoint. It's not just bringing in some Joe Blow off the street. He's familiar with your organization, the way you run things, your culture. I think it would be a big-time plus if the Texans were able to keep him around. So, nonetheless, Texans defensive coordinator since 2014, Romeo Crennel, for the most part, had a top 10 defense in this league when he was with the Houston Texans. He is out as defensive coordinator. Anthony Weaver, former defensive line coach for the Houston Texans, has been named the defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans moving forward. Wait, I love this hire, man. I'm not a big fan of, we've talked about from hiring from within multiple times over the last week, over the last 2 weeks. And I have not been a big fan of hiring from within, but that's mainly because where I think the most important hire for this team is going to be at the offensive coordinator position.
Yes.
And so my opinions have been tilted heavily towards the offensive side of the football. When the Texans named Anthony Weaver the defensive coordinator, it was one of those where I'm familiar with him, obviously. But the more I dug into it, the more I'm liking what I'm seeing and I'm hearing, and I think this is a great hire. His history as a player and as a coach, with some other defensive coordinators, with some other defensive-minded coaches, essentially what this guy has been raised up in some different defensive philosophies, different defensive schemes. Under some guys that I think you'll recognize their names, Rex Ryan, Doug Marrone, Mike Pettine. I mean, those are guys, he played for Rex Ryan at Baltimore as a pro before becoming a Houston Texan. I mean, those are all guys that I can't see one of them where you go, I ain't real sure I hope he didn't take much from that. These are all guys, Wade, that I go, hell yes. Give me a defensive coordinator that's got a little bit of each one of these cats in them and has that former player in them. And some of the things we heard Seth Payne earlier talk about Anthony Weaver being, give me that guy and let's turn the reins of the defense over to him and let him run. I love this Anthony Weaver hire.
Yeah, I love the hire for multiple reasons. None of the ones you mentioned, and so that's a good thing because that means that there's extra things that you're adding to the list. He's a teacher. Now, you look at the defensive line for the Houston Texans over the past 4 or 5 years since he's been the defensive line coach. All he's working with is undrafted guys, 7th-round picks, 5th-round picks, a lot of late-round guys, and he's making them productive football players that can play the run, that use good technique. So to me, that tells me, and that's just not me observing that, that's me hearing it from guys that are in that meeting room, that Anthony Weaver is a hell of a teacher. All right, that's one. It reminds me of
which by the way, is very rare in this league. I think you made that point earlier, right? That's very rare in this league to get a guy that is a technician and a dang coach and teacher first and foremost.
Yeah, that's first and foremost. And I mention that because people will always, or not always, but people will mention his charisma, his ability to walk in a room and connect with anybody. Those are great qualities that make you a damn good head coach, right?
Yep.
That's coming down the line. Right now, he's just a defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans. I'm very happy for him for that reason. But if you're a teacher, it reminds me of Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel, remember what Mike Vrabel was like with Whitney Mercilus and guys like him when he was coaching linebackers? All of a sudden, he becomes a defensive coordinator. That year, the stats weren't great. The defense had some growing pains and struggles. Then he leaves, becomes a head coach. He's playing an AFC Championship game the other day.
Right,
that's Vrabel. Anthony Weaver has similar qualities about him being a leader of men, about him being able to capture a room. Young guy, going to come in with great energy. You mentioned Rex Ryan earlier before. The fact that he was a coach with Rex Ryan in the New York Jets, there's a mentality that comes with that. There's an aggressiveness that comes with that. That's we're going to blitz you and we're going to dictate to offenses that you're going to get from that. And that's something that really haven't had here out of the Houston Texans. So that is something for sure to be excited about.
That's one way Houston Texans fans out there that are listening. The Texans got better with Anthony Weaver becoming the defensive coordinator for multiple reasons, but one of them simply because of the cloth that the guy's cut from is a more aggressive style. I would imagine you'll see a little bit of change there from scheme, be a little bit more creative on the defensive side of the football. I just think it's a really, really good move. I don't think it's the most important move, and we're going to get to that, but I think it's a really big-time move for the Houston Texans and something that gives you a little something to look forward to on the defensive side of the football. Still a lot of work to do over there, but Anthony Weaver is a hell of a start. Now you got your guy in place. Now you can start talking personnel. What does he want to do? We made the point of the day, Wade, that the coach and scheme need to be decided before you get into paying Roby and who you're going to go get and what's next for Reader. Before those decisions are made, you got to figure out who's going to be making the decisions and you got to figure out what that scheme's going to be. Those are in place. Now it's time to go get the players that you need, whether that's re-signing guys or re-upping guys or going and getting somebody outside the locker room. That's the next step for this defense. Wade, can't go any further without talking about this, man. Today we celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. It is MLK Day. Wade, one of my when I speak to high schools and all that stuff across the country, I always talk about adversity exposes a man's true character, right? One of my favorite Martin Luther King quotes, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. That's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. That is one of my most powerful quotes that I've ever heard, man. This is a special day.
No question about it. It's a day that when I sit back and think about it, like, listen, we wouldn't be on the air right now talking amongst each other.
Yes.
If it wasn't for Martin Luther King, we couldn't do the show together. I wouldn't be allowed to talk to the people and give them insight on a game that I love of football and just all the various sports that we have going on. And so Armin had asked me, he's like, hey, it's a holiday Monday. You going to come in and do the show with Clint? Hell yeah, I'm going to come in. Hell yeah, I'm going to come in because you know what? But because of him, I have the opportunity to come in. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that are walking around that are doing things that would not be the case without Martin Luther King and people that struggle with them. And the struggle continues. So I just definitely want to just show love on this day and continue to make sure that you uphold the legacy that he left behind for people like me and all over the United States of America.
Yes, and everybody be safe out there. I know you're out there cooking out. I know there's a lot of partying going on.
Save me some barbecue.
A lot of celebrating going on. Be safe out there. Enjoy your friends, your family. Make all the beautiful, beautiful memories. And again, enjoy this day to the fullest as we all celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King on MLK Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.